up, everybody? It's fucking Tuesday. Thank you, thank you, thank you for jumping on and hearing me babble for however long I'm going to babble. Appreciate all of you subscribers, new and old. And we're going to do something very different today. We're going to talk about February, Black History Month, and we're going to do this in a completely different way, though, a different light. Because if you know what you're going to expect this month, you're going to expect a lot of highlights about Black history. You're going to hear about your Frederick Douglasses, your David Walkers, your Prince Hall, your Richard Allens, Harriet Tubman. You're going to hear about all these guys, right? And then you're going to get your little Martin Luther Kings and your Malcolm X's in there. And you're going to hear about the struggle and and all the oppression and all the things that have happened to them and all these characters that saved them over the years and the fight against racism, et cetera, et cetera. This is what you're going to hear about the entire month, right? Well, this is one of the things that I despise about this is because they take this high road all the time and they talk, you know, your Ibram X. Kendi's and all this, and they talk about racism and white supremacy and how we are going to destroy Black culture and Black people. And I say Black because that's the only color that seems to be mentioned. And then every once in a while, they'll toss in a people of color. Well, full disclosure before we dive in is I am about as white can be. I'm about 50% Portuguese, which is Spanish-ish, if you want to call it that. But for the most part, you know, if you looked at me, you can probably say, you know, white boy or whatever, right? Here's the craziness of it all is this. Here's the craziness. I'm coming at you with the other side of the coin. And I'm really tired of them pointing the finger at the white guy and going, it's your fault that I am who I am. And they never want, they never really want to have accountability for their part in the entire story. They just want you to know about this side of the coin. I'm going to tell you about the other side. And of course, we're going to dive into some people. Number one is what ended up becoming the first Black slave owner in America, Anthony Johnson. He was a freed indentured servant who became a successful farmer in Virginia. He is remembered for a legal case in which he successfully petitioned to have one of his former workers, a white man named John Kasor, declared a lifetime slave. Now, he also was struck down by the white court, but he did win on appeal. He became the precedent setter for modern slavery in America. A Black man did that. Then we're going to talk about another slave owner. William Ellison was born into slavery, of course. He eventually finished out and bought his freedom, and he became a prosperous cotton gin manufacturer and plantation owner in South Carolina, owning hundreds of slaves, Black, white, what have you. And then, of course, we have Ann Diaz, another person from South Carolina. She's from out of Charleston. She was a member of the free colored class, and she used slave labor at her hotel, mostly Black slave labor. And, of course, we have Antoine Dubuchet. If I said that name wrong, I apologize. Considered the wealthiest Black slaveholder in Louisiana, owning over 100 slaves and a successful plantation owner. And Andrew Dunford is a mixed race plantation owner in Louisiana, owning roughly 77 black slaves, and was known for his stern management style. And of course, William Ellison is, if you are a William Ellison fan, then you will also know that he did something that was illegal, which was having birth. Slaves were having kids, which was illegal at the time. So he kept replenishing the supply that way. And of course, you know, the transatlantic slave trade was the main hub for black slavery. And of course, we are not going to forget our friends in Africa. The Yoruba people were originating from present-day Nigeria. They were heavily impacted in the slave trade by capturing and selling many blacks to the Europeans. Then there was the Fon people from the Benin area. They were involved in the slave trade, selling, and of course getting caught. And then they had the Mubundu people from Angola. They were the largest ethnic group that was sold into slavery by their own people. Then, of course, you have the Igbo people from southeastern Nigeria, and then the Bakongo people from the Congo region. They were also involved in the trade, selling millions to the Europeans. And the Ashanti people were the present-day Ghana, were involved as well, capturing and selling prisoners of war. And, of course, the Fulani people, a large ethnic group in West Africa, they were also participants. And, of course, you have Sierra Leone, the Mendes. And so there were a lot of tribes selling blacks to Europeans because it was an economic cash cow. The most famous, in which they made a historical inaccurate film, was the Dahomey tribe. They were also involved in the transatlantic slave trade. They were the major players in this. They were the center. They were the hub from the 17th to the 19th century. The kingdom's rulers engaged in slave raiding, slave trading, capturing people from neighboring regions and selling them to the Europeans. The Dahomey Amazons, the all-female military regime, played a significant role in these conflicts and raids. The kingdom's participants in the slave trade was a major source of wealth and power for the Dahomeys until the white man imposed a blockade, ending the trade in 1852. These guys were initially, slavery brought them wealth and power as the kingdom became a major player. Obviously, the economic dependence of the slave trade eventually led to economic instability once the Europeans, the white guy, ended slavery. The need to control and protect the slave trade routes contributed to the centralization of political power in the Dahomey region. The kingdom's rulers established highly centralized and militaristic states to manage the trade and defend against rival groups. They also had significant social disruption as communities were torn apart by the raids that they fucking conducted by capturing individuals and selling them in the slave trade. The cultural impacts, of course, were massive. The loss of population and heritage. The kingdom's participation in the trade also influenced its interactions with European powers in other African states during the slave trade. The end of the slave trade and the subsequent implosion of colonial rule by the French in 1894 further weakened the Dahomey tribe and in the entire region, and the period led to a loss of sovereignty, significant changes in political and social landscapes, and what have you. This group was a major factor in Africa. And of course, as Hollywood does. They made a movie that was historically inaccurate and was complete bullshit. Of course, this is what these guys are. This is the other side of the coin. This is the thing that they don't want you to talk about. This is the stuff that they don't want you to say in public. This is the stuff that they don't want you to present on TV. These are the things that black people don't want you to know. Oh, and I'm not talking about the average black guy. I'm talking about the scholars, like your Ibram X. Kendi's, your Michael Dysons, these fucking clowns, your Jemele Hills, that want to get up on camera and talk about, you know, the oppression the white man has on us, when you have to acknowledge your side of this. You're the participants in this. You're complicit in this bullshit as much as the white man was. And I'm so tired of listening to one side of the story. And if you dive into it, if you do your research and you really look at it, there's a lot that happened that they played a significant role in. These guys were not fucking angels. These guys did not, you know, woe is me. They were a massive part of this issue. And anybody out there with two brain cells to rub together should come to that realization. And that, guys, in this very short Tuesday, is it. I know it's only 12 minutes, but I figured I'd just take that Tuesday and have that conversation. Like it, share it, subscribe to it. Tell a friend. See you tomorrow. I want to break your soul in two.